good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with two fronts today. First, the investigation in the New York Times, and something you really dealt with on the panel yesterday. That's the roundtable panel. Decade in the red, Trump tax figures show over $1 billion in losses. That does not include the current taxes, but you were hinting at the possibility that this might be what comes out of it. And in New York today, New York lawmakers are moving forward on getting Trump's state tax return.
Well, I was really proud of the panel. We pretty well got it right yesterday. You know, we named all of the possibilities. One of the possibilities is a big fraud. He never made any money. Well, that's what it certainly looks like. Looks like he was one of the biggest losers in tax history in terms of what he didn't pay. His purchase of Eastern Airlines went bad. The Taj Mahal went bad. This is a little different from anything else we have ever seen. And this has got to be a terrible shock for this president as these numbers start to come out. Then there's stuff that has happened in the meantime. It's almost a nightmare for the American people that they have been so conned by this guy.
And it follows another investigation by the Times that looked at the Trump family and his father's attempts over the years to dodge real estate taxes.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not about to say that the sins of the father are visited upon the son or vice versa. Nevertheless, it does appear that when Donald was in trouble, Papa would bail him out. At least that's what the accusations are now. You know, we learn our lessons from our parents quite frequently, not always, but quite frequently we do. They're the great teachers we have in life. And Fred Trump does appear to be the progenitor of the chip off the old block.
From there to the Democrats, still moving forward now with the contempt vote for the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, after the Department of Justice talks broke down.
Well, if I were Barr, I keep trying to project myself into these situations. If I were Barr and I knew that this president was going to go down, either through impeachment eventually or in one of the greatest defeats in American electoral history, and that it would be every person for themselves. If there's one thing we know about Trump, it is that he doesn't express loyalty to anybody else. He expects it for himself, but he doesn't do it for anybody else. And if I'm Barr, I'm thinking maybe this would be the right thing to do. It extends far further than to the Attorney General. Every person is going to have to make that choice themselves. When we take a look at Donald McGahn, the former White House counsel, who cooperated with the special counsel with Mueller for a long time and many interviews, he's got to be saying to himself, you know, I played it right, I'm out of there, but now I had better cooperate because I don't want to be cited for contempt. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to have people take my law license away. That would be terrible.
Speaking of terrible, the relations with Iran, we spoke briefly about it yesterday, but now we see that the Iranians are retreating on the nuclear deal.
Well, it's not as if they started it. You know, as little kids you say, he started it. But we did withdraw, and we did say we're not going to be held responsible because it's clear that Donald Trump wants as much confrontation with Iran as possible. Now, are the Iranian leaders good people? They are not, period. Nevertheless, there was a detente. We were dealing with them. There was a way of proceeding so that the world was less dangerous. Now, as a result of what Trump has done and Pompeo have done, or his predecessors, we are in a far worse situation. Now, whether this plays into the hands of a desperate president who now sees the handwriting on the wall and it becomes Wag the Dog is another whole story. I'm thinking that it well may be that.
It just continues. Another school shooting. One dead, this time 8 injured in Colorado. Several of the students in critical condition, say police. 2 suspects, also students in custody.
David, Pete Seeger, for those few who don't know who I'm talking about, made it clear. Oh, when will they ever learn? When will we ever learn? We have a scourge of guns. We know that there are all of these shootings all over America. You look at a map of the United States and it's terrifying. We have got to do something. You can't sit still. We already know that one kid died yesterday. Can you imagine if it's your kid, if it's your relative? This is just awful. And meantime, the NRA, championed by this president, run amok. Something has got to be done, and it has to be how we control weapons in this country.
Very interesting story about racial disparities in the times. African-American, Native American, and Alaska Native women are about three times more likely to die from causes related to pregnancy compared to white women in the U.S.
Yeah, well, that's never been different either. If you have good health care, if you have the right people who are surrounding you when you're giving birth, if you have sanitary conditions, and we know that race and poverty go together quite often, not always, but quite often, and statistically they do, then you can see what the results are.
Well, NASA wanted to see what the result would be if they simulated a fake asteroid hitting New York City. You don't want to look at the picture and what it means for the folks who would live there, but it really has become a plan of action, and they want the world to cooperate because they believe at some point we will be hit again.
That's right. And I think the important word that you just said was again. It's happened. That's how the dinosaurs got wiped out. We do know that it could and will happen. It's a question of when. Now, you could put all your money into defending yourself against the Iranians and the Russians and the rest, but it's always seemed to me that the preparation should be for this. And not only that, but that there have to be countermeasures. Who can say that if you can put a person on the moon and you can use nuclear weapons, that you can't use them to destroy an asteroid under the right conditions? It needs to be done. It'll be too late if you start too late.